Hello, it's Richard here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Ree Chakraborty. We continue our news items, which include how a Norwich City fan completed the London Marathon, and a former veterans centre could be a hub for the community. But first, a large-scale steelwork shows its mettle in the heart of the city. Last year's head-turning city sculpture was gutsy in more ways than one. This time, the instalment outside Norwich University of the Arts is showing its mettle. For, following on from Damien Hirst's monumental anatomical study, HIM, NUA, that's the Norwich University of the Arts, installed a 2.5-metre tall, rusted steel sculpture by renowned sculptor Sir Anthony Caro. The Earl King is unlikely to create such a wide opinion divide as him, but should turn heads as people walk or cycle down St. George's Street. It belongs to a series of works created by Sir Anthony in 2008 and 2009, 4 years before his death in 2013. NUA has planning permission for the sculpture, which is largely made from a ship's anchor. It coincides with a major exhibition of Caro's work at the university entitled Iron in the Soul, which features 16 previously unseen drawings and prints by the artist, including 4 charcoal life drawings annotated by his mentor Henry Moore in 1951. Professor Neil Powell, curator of the exhibition, said, "Caro was probably the most important and internationally acclaimed British sculptor of his generation."
Love-struck birds in temporary accommodation unexpectedly began breeding while their new home in Norfolk Aquarium was being refurbished. The flock of Humboldt penguins have finally returned to the Sea Life Centre in Great Yarmouth after more than a month of delays. The birds had been staying at the site's sister attraction in Scarborough, where they were meant to be housed for a brief period, while their enclosure was being remodelled. But the lovebirds began displaying breeding and nesting behaviour earlier than expected in the year, forcing staff to allow the penguins an extended romantic holiday until this part of the annual cycle had finished. Experts at this site attribute their amorous activity to the warmer-than-expected conditions this spring. Breeding and nesting is an especially important part of the year for penguins, and moving them could cause emotional stress. The flock of penguins made the 207-mile journey alongside trained experts, arriving at their new and improved enclosure at Sea Life Great Yarmouth. None of the penguins have yet laid eggs, but Sea Life staff are optimistic about their Humboldt families multiplying in the future.
He took part in the 39th London Marathon just hours after seeing his beloved Norwich City clinch promotion to the Premier League. Canaries superfan David Spud Thornhill was among a number of Norfolk runners in the 40,000-plus field in the race, which has now helped raise more than £1 billion for charity since it began in 1981. Mr. Thornhill completed the famous race despite having been at Carrow Road to see Norwich seal a memorable promotion to the Premier League.
Blind and visually impaired Norwich City fans had the chance to experience behind the scenes at Carrow Road when they were taken on a stadium tour. The 14-strong group, plus 2 guide dogs from the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, were treated to a tour by Norwich City Football Club stadium guide David Newton. Mr. Newton uses all of his powers of description to bring Carrow Road to life for the visually impaired fans, some of whom attend every home game. The group visited the team's dressing rooms, walked up to the players' tunnel, took part in the mock press conference in the club's media room and sat in the head coach's Daniel Fark seat in the dugout beside the pitch. To quote, "With such a buzz about the club this season, it was a fantastic experience for the visually impaired fans to receive such a welcome at Carrow Road," said Emma Dean, sports activity coordinator at the NNAB. And there is a lovely photo in the paper of everyone gathered in the dugout with Mervyn and Mark sitting centre stage.
a former hall once used by war veterans and their families, which has been closed for years, could be transformed into a welcoming and attractive hub for the whole community. Jubilee Hall on Aylsham Road, Norwich, was once used by the Royal British Legion, but has become a target for vandals since it closed its doors in 2014, despite a hard-fought campaign to keep it open. It was hoped that the building, which was bought in 2015 by the Lynn Trust, might have reopened last year after ambitious plans were unveiled by the Norwich Jubilee Centre Charitable Foundation in 2016. But the building has since been taken over by the YMCA Norfolk, which has confirmed it is hoping to reveal exciting plans for the future of the centre in the coming weeks. Tim Sweeting, Chief Executive, said, "We have been working hard behind the scenes to develop proposals for a new sustainable community hub that will be welcoming and attractive for all the local community. We look forward to sharing these plans over the coming weeks and inviting the local community into the centre to find out more. We are really excited at the prospect of growing a permanent presence in the community so we can help more local people reach their full potential."
Shoppers gave some hard-hitting advice to Debenhams on how it can survive in the future after stores in Norwich and King's Lynn were saved from closure. The Yarmouth store in Marketgate Shopping Centre was not so lucky, however, and will be shut down next year as part of the new owner's restructuring plan. Its store manager, Jonathan Newman, said, to quote, "The recent struggle of Debenhams with falling sales and annual record losses has been widely covered in the national news, and whilst it seems inevitable this would result in store closures, it is obviously disappointing to learn that Yarmouth is one of the 22 locations." Shoppers in Norwich had their own views. Kath Fuster said, to quote, "They need to sort out their customer services, as when you ring up, you can't get through. It's good for buying special occasion clothes, but for everyday or holiday stuff, I tend to go to Primark." Another quote, "Debenhams had a clear strategy and a bright future, but in order for the business to prosper, we need to restructure the group's strong portfolio and its balance sheet. Our priority is to save as many stores and jobs as we can while making the business fit for the future," said Terry Duddy, Debenhams Executive Chairman.
Fish and chips has long been the national dish of Britain, and now vegans can enjoy it too, thanks to a Norwich chippy. Lucy's Fish and Chips in Norwich Market has created a vegan menu which includes a battered vish made with banana blossom. The banana blossom is marinated in seaweed, lemon, salt and spices overnight and served with a generous helping of Lucy's famous chips. Other meat-free items which go alongside its traditional offerings are battered vegan fish steaks made with konjac and tapioca, and battered tofu burgers and sausages with a choice of Cumberland or Greek style. Owner Barclay Gray, 50, from Norwich, decided to launch the menu in response to the increase in veganism. Mr. Gray said, "There isn't a fish and chip shop in Norfolk that does a vegan menu, and we wanted to be the first." The chippy has also recently expanded into the neighbouring store after buyer Vegan Diner left the market, and they've created a new seating area. "The vegan fish and chips have had a fantastic reaction, and people have thanked us for doing it and said it was delicious. If you're vegan, definitely come and give us a try, as you'll be pleasantly surprised. And if you're not, then come and try something different."
Now to Information Desk.